Hi there, thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So I want to talk about the importance of creating a behind-the-scenes mentality in your workplace. You see, last week had a kind of behind-the-scenes theme running through it for me. I got a behind-the-scenes glimpse into a colleague's business. I attended a behind-the-scenes chocolate fest at our favorite local chocolate shop. And I watched copious behind-the-scenes special features from the TV hit show Breaking Bad, one of my favorite TV shows of all time, by the way. Now, offering your customers a backstage pass to what you do is becoming more and more commonplace. Zoos do it, museums do it, aquariums. In Mumbai, you can get a behind-the-scenes tour on the latest Bollywood movie set. And don't think for a moment you have to have a fun business to offer something like this. A funeral home in the United States offers behind-the-scenes tours. And the next time you're in Paris, you may want to pop underground for a Paris sewer tour. Now, giving a backstage VIP peek into your business can be an additional and sometimes very lucrative source of revenue. It's a source of fun for customers and employees alike, and it can help strengthen your brand. A behind-the-scenes mentality, though, throughout your workplace can also help you build a stronger culture by making everyone feel like a VIP. Here's three ways we can think about this. Number one, to build trust, improve communication, and drive innovation, managers need to embrace a behind-the-scenes mentality when it comes to their employees. How can you expect employees to be loyal, open, and honest, and have all the necessary knowledge to seek out innovative ideas when they are excluded from a complete understanding of the bigger picture and context of how your business operates? Number two, to break down silos, teams can offer backstage tours on a regular basis so that other departments gain a better appreciation of what actually happens down on, say, the fourth floor. I mean, seriously, what do they do down there all day? And number three, to get to know employees better and gain a greater appreciation from your support team, the families of your employees, regularly scheduled backstage tours for friends and families of employees can do wonders when it comes to building a greater sense of community. And now my fun at work tip. It's been a while since we've had a random name generator, so here's another one to try out at your next meeting or on a casual Friday when you want to inject a little fun. Just Google cool alter ego name and you'll get to the site where you can put in everyone's name and figure out what their cool name is. Now, in case you're wondering just how much cooler I could possibly get, my cool name is Nathan Sunrise. And now the quote of the week, speaking of Breaking Bad, from actor-director Bryan Cranston on the set of Breaking Bad, "I have fun when I work. When people are at ease, they work better and they're happier, and happier people work better." Finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, it's February as I'm recording this, which just happens to be Spunky Old Broads Month, Avocado Month, Grapefruit Month, Pull Your Sofa Off the Wall Month, and Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month, where they belong, people. They belong there. That's their home. Now, February, of course, also includes the usual assortment of wacky, offbeat, crazy theme days. You can find them all on my website, www.mikekerr.com or www.humoratwork.com gets you there. You can check out, and there's dozens of them, but here's a few of my favorites. February 6th, Canadian Maple Syrup Day. The 8th is Laugh and Grow Rich Day. The 9th, Read in the Bathtub Day. The 11th, Extraterrestrial Visitor Day. 13th is Get a Different Name Day. Do a Grouch a Favor Day on February 16th. February 18th is Pluto Day. The 22nd is Tongue Twister Day. The 23rd is Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Now seriously, when was the last time you appreciated your dog biscuits? And February 28th is Public Sleeping Day. Check them out on the website, and for articles, ideas, videos, to sign up for the print version of this, please cruise over to www.humoratwork.com. Thanks for spending your time with me. Again, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.